This story begins on Christmas Day itself, when baby Jesus was born. We all know what happened that day, but not all of us know what happened to the Magic Kings on that decisive day. The three kings left their respective continents, Africa, Asia, and Europe, when they saw the magical Eastern Star shining in the sky, which announced the birth of baby Jesus. They headed out in the direction of Bethlehem, where the baby was born, and the three of them met at a certain location. They had to rest several times, as they were very far away. When they were hungry, they stopped in the nearest town, and on whatever inn or house, they were given food, as everybody knew where those majestic kings were headed to, following that very shining star. Camels drink a lot of water, and they store it in their huge humps. That is why they don't need to stop as frequently as their royal companions. When they were headed to one of the towns where they rested and ate, King Balthasar's camel had such bad luck that he stepped on a big rock that was on the way and hurt one of his legs. The camel stayed there, lying, without being able to stand up. As hard as he tried, he could not do it due to the intense pain that the poor wounded animal felt. The kings were horrified. How were they supposed to arrive to Bethlehem without one of the camels? King Balthasar told Melchor and Gaspar to part without him, as it was better that the two of them went than none of them presenting their respects to baby Jesus. They said that they would not. They decided that either all of them would go or none of them would. They would not abandon Balthasar and his camel there in the middle of the desert. They set the camel's leg in the splint and tried to continue their journey, but the poor animal could not stand up due to the huge amount of pain that he felt whenever he tried to stand up in order to continue his journey to Bethlehem. Then, a kid, whose name was Yulin, saw what was happening to the Magic King's camel and offered to help them. His grandfather was very good at healing his farm's animals. The problem was that he lived far away, but the kid offered to go find him and to ask the old man to help them. Yulin told them that he would try to reach his beloved grandfather as soon as possible, who could heal the poor wounded camel. The kid headed out rapidly. He had to go through the bare desert, going through huge sand dunes and running from dangerous animals, but he was never afraid. He knew that he had to be brave if he wanted to find help so those travelers and their camel could proceed with their journey. He nearly fell into a river, which he had to cross through a big trunk, in an oasis. However, his determination made him overcome every obstacle that was presented to him. When he thought that he would never reach his grandfather's home, he saw the little farm on the distance. The grandfather was scared when he saw his grandson coming so agitated towards him. The kid told him what had happened to the Magic King's camel and his urgence to help them. The grandfather did not doubt for an instant and grabbed some jars with herbs that he had in a shelf, and they both ran to the place where the poor wounded animal was. The Magic Kings were uneasy because Yulin was not coming back. They thought that they would never get to the desired destiny, Bethlehem. They would never be able to see the newborn baby Jesus. Suddenly, they saw two people approaching them. They thought that, luckily, it was the help they were waiting for, and they could continue with their journey. Their joy was immense when they saw that it was Yulin along with his grandfather, who was coming to help the poor wounded animal. The old man was scared when he saw the camel lying there. He had a sprain that was very difficult to heal, and he did not know if he could heal it with his medicinal herbs and his massages. But he had to do everything he could for that poor animal. Yulin asked the kings that, if they were magical, why they had not healed the poor animal. They answered that they were magic kings, but not veterinarians. The kid was very surprised by that answer. The grandfather got down to business to heal the animal. He put the herbs that he had brought from the farm in the camel's leg. He gave it some good massages. He massaged and massaged and he massaged again, being very careful not to hurt the poor camel and hoping that he would get better with his care. Afterwards, the old man tied a shawl that he was wearing on his neck to the camel's leg. That shawl was very special to him, as his wife has gifted it to him shortly before passing away a long time ago, leaving the poor old man sad, very sad. His days were only joyful by the comfort and love that his three sons and his grandson showed to him. He enjoyed taking care of his little farm and his animals too, all of them waiting impatiently to see what happened, as the old man had said that his herbs were special, and shortly after applying them, they took effect, but it was a very complex sprain. He did not know if the poor animal would heal. Soon, they would find out if the herbs and the massages would have the desired effect. Suddenly, the animal felt better. His leg pain disappeared and he could stand up to everyone's surprise. The kings were very happy seeing the camel's improvement and they could continue their journey after thanking the kid and his grandfather for their help. When they were coming closer to Bethlehem, Balthasar realized that his camel was still wearing the old man's shawl on his leg and he removed it. The magic kings finally arrived to their destiny and could give baby Jesus the gifts that they carried, gold, incense and myrrh, and present him their respects. Afterwards, they told baby Jesus' parents what had happened on their journey to Bethlehem. When they were following the Eastern Star, the royal camel's accident and the help they had received from the brave Yulen and his generous grandfather. The parents of the baby wanted to see the show that was so important for the old man. Suddenly, the star that had guided them up till there illuminated the show and gave it the gift of healing everyone that wore it, either being an animal or a person, to the surprise of everyone there. The three traveling kings went back to their respective continents, but before, they stopped by the farm to give the show back to its owner, who was very happy to see the three magic kings and their respective camels, who came back to return his most precious treasure. His happiness was immense when he found out about the great gift that he was given by making the show even more special than it already was for him, by giving it the gift of healing everyone who was sick. This is the story of the journey to Bethlehem and the royal camel's accident.